There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I've heard from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, you know, and get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad. So I see people come in at night and the whole table will have a salad. But at lunchtime, obviously, I see a lot of people come in and the whole table will have a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Chicken Salad Chick ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Chicken Salad Chick. Chicken Salad Chick. Spread joy. Enrich lives. Serve others. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's Public Schools. From Chicken Salad Chick and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman. I endorse gas station jerky. Just thinking about that greasy jug of meat sticks resting between the take-a-penny dish and Bic lighter display makes my mouth water. My favorite flavor is brown. My second favorite flavor is brown with little pieces of mold. And here's a fun game. After choosing your gas station jerky, cover the wrapper and try to guess the expiration date. Here's a hint. You can't go wrong with 1998. And don't forget, if you can't finish your jerky, stick it in your pocket to use as a shiv in your next bar fight. It's like a knife, only tasty. I'm Morgan Freeman, and I endorse gas station jerky.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers and thunderstorms continues, although the storms will tend to fade out later on tonight, overnight low 73. Thousands of kids start school as early as tomorrow. Some schools start later in the week. Looks like we're getting back to that standard summertime forecast. Just some spotty hit-or-miss storms here and there, with high temperatures in the low to mid-90s, lows at night in the low 70s. And that forecast will be in place from tomorrow through the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The boss chewed me out and everybody's disgusted, cause it's one of those days. It's just one of those days. I lost one of my socks in the dryer. I can't find my wallet and my hair is on fire. Just one of those days. It's just one of those days. I just wrapped my Cadillac around a tree.
Just one of those days. covered me with ants and I spilled toxic waste on my brand new pants. Just one of those days. Ever have one of those days? The bank called me up and told me I'm overdrawn. Some freaks are burning crosses out on my front lawn. And I can't believe it, all the Cheetos are gone. It's just one of those days. Just one of those days.
Yeah, we're News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. What a great day for the market. We'll talk to Brandt a little bit later about that. I just want to have fun and tell lame-ass stories about my trip. Joey's here.
And here they are.
Low energy, Jeb.
Please clap.
The world is becoming so predictable. And over the week, and in fact, I won't mention anybody's name, but I was talking to somebody yesterday morning who said, what's wrong with me? These mass shootings are going on and I'm not feeling anything. And I said, neither am I. Am I sad about it? Yes, mm-hmm. Of course, that these things happen. And especially looks like in the case of the Dayton, who, by the way, was a big Elizabeth Warren fan. But we all know what's going to happen. Why tune in for details? Because as soon as they can, it's all going to be blamed on Donald Trump. And what are we hearing? Other racists, that all this beat off O'Rourke and all this crap. I am so sick of it. I'm ready to take this show and turn it into a second morning show. I don't want to deal with it. I really don't want to deal with it. It's the same stuff. Day after day after day. And after a while, it becomes meaningless. I think what the media is doing, in my quick take analysis, while I'm telling you I don't want to talk about this, but I'm talking about it.
Yeah.
My quick take is, with the media behaving so predictably, They're just pushing Trump supporters closer to him. It is not going to undo his popularity because everybody knows the game they're playing. Everybody knows that they've been against him from day one. They have never even given him an ounce of credit for anything good, unless it's by accident. So, I mean, you think it's a coincidence that in these Democrat debates, like the two last week, there was no mention of the economy? Other than how we're going to F it up? No, we need to raise taxes and we need to have universal health care and Medicare for all and reparations and all this bullcrap that most rational Americans want nothing to do with. So you go ahead and you have your little plans and the circle jerk continues. This could be important.
It could be.
It is.
Oh, it is important. Yeah. No, it's something
that I was talking about while hosting for Dan today. Hosted for you last Friday. Hosted for Dan today.
Oh, you did?
I saw him this morning, though. It was his driver for his eye surgery.
Oh.
But I got into this point, and it cued me was Cory Booker talking about, he said one thing, that the presidency is the highest moral office in the land.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Where does it say in the Constitution that the...
Doesn't say anywhere.
There's a great song I've been listening. It's not really that great of a song, but you can be the president, Greg. You could be the president, Cory Booker. And same with you, Donald Trump. I'd rather be the Pope. Because you can be the side effect. I'd rather be the dope. You know, this idea that the president is supposed to be this great moral leader. If we're taking our cue for morality from presidents or senators or representatives, we're in a lot of trouble.
One of these Democratic dickheads, excuse me, I didn't mean to say that. Yes, I did. Put out a tweet Saturday or Sunday saying the word woman does not appear once in the United States Constitution. That is unacceptable and must be changed.
Mm-hmm.
The same person didn't know that the word man isn't in there either. This is the mental, they are mental midgets. They are insane. They have ideas that will set this country back 100 years or 200 if we go with the occasional cortex route with $97 trillion for respectable jobs and a Green New Deal and bullet trains and all the rest.
Now, would I like the president and my senator and my representatives and all these folks to be moral people? Sure. But I don't really think that taking our cues, like, teach us, Donald Trump, how to be moral people. Oh, shove it up your ass.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Please, may I add an addendum to that? Do it sideways.
Yeah.
Because I really want it to hurt. If that's what you really believe, I want it to frickin' hurt.
Parasol a new one. Yeah.
So, speaking of moral compasses and so forth, I had the best one-day vacation in my life.
Yeah.
And thank you for filling in Friday.
Sure.
And you're going to be doing it again on Friday, October 12th.
Okay.
Because we're going back.
Nice.
For 2 days.
Did you go soak or something?
No, I did not go into the water.
Okay.
That's for the next time.
Okay.
I wanted to focus on the little White House, the museum, and all that. And I can tell you this, too. And we're going to have... I'm going to try and get a couple of the people we talked to. I got some numbers. I want to get them on the show. One of the guys that works in the Roosevelt Museum at Warm Springs told so many great stories about connections to Montgomery, because I told him, I'm from Montgomery and I'm a talk show host there. He was amazing. The storytelling, the information, the little stuff. You know what the coolest thing we saw was?
Hmm.
I mean, it's amazing. And by the way, not all the staff over there are big FDR fans. They know he tried to stack the Supreme Court. This is not let's blow smoke.
Right, right.
And so forth. But you look at the chair he was in when he was posing for the picture while his mistress was with him, arranged by his daughter. And the woman, I didn't know this until Saturday, the woman that was painting the portrait, Romanov, I think, or said Russian name. See? Russian.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Undefeated.
She did not want to paint that portrait because Lucy Mercer was the one that asked for that. FDR was just accommodating. She wanted to do it because she was a Republican and she did not like FDR. But because she was so tight with Lucy Mercer, she agreed to do it. And that's the portrait that she was in the middle of doing when he waved his hand back and forth across his forehead and said, I have a terrific headache, and then had a cerebral hemorrhage, fell off the chair. It's a small place. The living room is about the size of Rick's office.
Oh, wow.
The smell is amazing because it's old. Not old as in alta caca, and you smell like cheese because you're just old. The furniture, everything, all wood, still the original furniture. And even though they've air conditioned the house, like the painting used to be in the room on an easel where she was painting the portrait, but they had to move it to another part of the museum because it was starting, it would have decayed. But we'll wait for this Joey to get this call because I'm kind of telling him this story and the rest of you listening. I actually thought what would be really cool would be to charter a bus, get a rate from the Best Western there, and see if we could get like 40 listeners to go. It is an amazing. So anyway, you see, you go from there, and the hallways are narrow. I mean, this is not the White House.
No.
When they say little White House, I mean, this is a cottage. And then they, about 12, 15 feet away is FDR's bedroom, and there's the bed that he died in. But, and it's not weird to see the bed that somebody died in, but when you see that bed in the context and the significance of the stuff that happened through his presidency and in that house,
right,
in particular, it's just, I don't know that I really fully appreciate it. That's one reason why I want to go back. I want to see it all again.
It sounds like it grounds it for you, like brings it down to earth. Like, this is where some of the decisions were made and some of the things near
Social
the end
Security
of the
Security Act was signed there.
Right.
That's worked out real good for us, too. And you see Eleanor's bedroom. There are sentry posts where guys used to stand guard while he was at Warm Springs. The servants' quarters, which were decent. And the first place you walk into when you get to the actual little White House is the kitchen. All the original utensils are there. The electric stove, which is in the early 40s, probably an amazing advance in stovetry at that time. Soaking it all in step by step, it's very tough to do because that could have been anybody's place. It would have been cool to see a 1940s electric stove compared to today. But the smell of all that old furniture and in that original building, which is now 80 years old. I think he built it in 1924, before he was president. It gets you in multiple sensory ways. You can see, well, there's a movie that you can see when you first get to the whole complex. And one of the things they show you is the hearse pulling away from the house that you're eventually going to see. And the train tracks, the one thing I was disappointed in, the train tracks, that there was a spur line that took him, that connected to the main line. That we didn't find or couldn't see. But the building, the old hotel building, that's got to have ghost galore. It looks like some of our old buildings downtown, same period. And that's where the FBI, not the FBI, the Secret Service stayed when he was in town. Just amazing. But above and beyond all that, the serenity, it is a gorgeous piece of land. We stayed at a place on a butt above town with a view of the valley to the east that was amazing. And Friday night, I spent an entire hour watching this enormous thunderstorm move towards us. And I got a picture of a funnel cloud.
Sounds like you had an amazing time.
It was...
I can't believe you didn't get all wet, though. You didn't soak in the Warm Springs.
Next time.
You got to do that next time. October 12th, you say?
See, there's a picture of Bailey's Chicken at Food Outlet. I want to show you. I got, look at these are sunrise
pictures. Oh, wow. Pictures. Look at that, Greg. Yeah.
I watched an entire sunrise take place. That was great. All right. Take a look at that. See that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's the view.
That's a great shot.
It is. So that was like, wow. All of this was set up just for me. This thunderstorm, that sunrise.
You are glowing today.
Yeah, I'm on fire. Here's Louis B., our first caller of the week.
Hey, this is Louis B. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. What's up?
I just want to make a comment regarding the shooters in Dayton, Ohio, and in El Paso, Texas. As you know, I'm retired New York City detective. and this is what I'm going to say. You can never prevent the goal-oriented individual from operating, and you could never predict insanity. Once these people get this through their head, they can understand that you can't blame this on the gun.
Well, that's no, they're not blaming the gun. They're blaming Donald Trump, which is even more absurd. But
of course.
And of let me ask your opinion. I think all of this Trump blame is going to backfire. I think it's actually making people stand up for him more.
I agree.
Because they know the gun didn't jump off a shelf and go kill 20 people.
That's correct.
The media, Twitter, immediately took down the tweet from the Dayton shooter and his praise for Elizabeth Warren. That's who he was going to vote for. Does everybody know that? Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we saw that. I've been following it. What this does, every time there's a problem with guns, it makes people go out and buy guns because they're afraid.
Good point.
The only way to stop someone using deadly physical force is to use deadly physical force quicker.
Well, I see a parallel between this, the event in Dayton. I see a parallel between that and the one in Parkland, because there were warning signs galore that this person was not right, and nobody did anything, just like Parkland. 39 times the sheriff gets called to this guy's house, and they don't see a pattern there? I mean, come on. They've got to be able to act on those kind of things a little bit better.
Agreed. But taking the guns away from the good people isn't the solution.
Well, they'll start the next civil war if they try it. That's all I can tell you.
No doubt about it. I agree 100%.
We are not going to give up our... In fact, we have that amendment not only for the protection of self, but to protect us from a-holes like Elizabeth Warren Moore. Thanks for the call, Louie. Good point. Nice to have a... he was a very experienced officer in New York City.
He's told me some stories.
Did the full bit and retired. All right, we're at 324. Quick word for... Oh, by the way, I posted a video yesterday with a story about Creedence, 1969. Yeah. And it's not just the moon landing, it's the year in its entirety. And this article actually reinforces what I wrote in my magazine column this month.
And this is your favorite band, really.
Yes. Yes.
Good Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Do you remember back on June 9th, I said I remember this day every year because it was the day Bad Moon Rising was number one. And I remember in 1970 on June 9th saying, God, it's been a whole year. Jeez. And now it's been a whole half a century. But one of the other great things that happened in 1969, it was a good year to start a wholesale flooring company like Georgia Floors Direct. That's what Dick McAdam did. He saw the potential in what was then the bypass, which cut through predominantly farm country. And you got to be a visionary. The people that really do well are the people that can see the future. And Dick McAdam said, this is where the town's going to be in the not-too-distant future. And that's how it worked out. So they're right in the middle, convenient to everybody, with huge selections in all types and styles of contemporary and popular styles of flooring. So whether you need a room remnant or you need to redo your whole place, and they can help you with financing if you need it, Georgia Floors Direct is the place to go. Jeff Mallinson's put together a team that will help you navigate the overwhelming number of choices you'll have. They work with installers who are just simply incredibly talented people, and you will get a great result. You want to see some of the stuff they did? Go take a look at Eddie Bader's page. It's all there on full display. Phenomenal stuff. And big savings with a great result. Guaranteed. Georgia Floors Direct, 1965 Eastern Boulevard, next to Ashley Home. Back in a second.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your Steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now a star is born. On August 5th, 1930, the world welcomed little baby Neil Armstrong.
That's one small push for a mother, one giant leap for baby kind.
Neil Armstrong, a star is born.
3:28 on News Talk 93.1 FM. It's Happy Hour. Greg, Joey. So what'd you guys do on Friday? This is another thing. I normally don't tune in because I don't want you to feel when you're filling in that, you know,
he's listening.
Yeah. And I may say something he doesn't agree with.
Forgive me for saying this, but I don't even really remember what we did Friday.
Good.
I was just all over the place.
I'm totally cool with that.
We played some bits and hits, but we also just had fun. I had Eddie and...
Well, then how could you not have fun if you had
Eddie was here. Rosie was here. Frisco Riverstone joined for the 5 o'clock hour.
I'd like to have him on some...
Yeah, he's very good.
He's scheduled to be on with you. Him coming a little bit
on Thursday. He should be here. I'll see if he'll come in early. It was supposed to be just a one-off interview with Frisco on my show, but he was so good on air. It was like, yeah, come on back, man. He's very plugged into the politics and... does have a unique perspective on things, so he was good. It was just kind of a blur, to be honest, though, Greg.
Is this the caller we have?
Yeah, I was talking to you. I don't know who it is.
Now, we now have one more phone call than Alec Baldwin ever got us to talk host. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Rusty. How you doing?
Rusty, what's happening?
Hey, I just wanted to ask Greg. I heard him say that he had a power bill that was over $400, and that was on one of your recorded shows is when I heard that.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't call in to ask what that was all about.
What caused it?
Yeah.
Well, there's a number of causes. First of all, we have to be more diligent about letting the dogs in and out and make sure the doors are closed. But Rick Clark came out to the house. The AC had built up a sludge that was causing it to run inefficiently. That got cleaned up. Rick also went into the attic. My attic fan had died, so we're getting that fixed. Yeah. And we need more insulation. So we're working on all of these things. The problem is I can't lay the money out for any of this stuff until I finish the deal on my other... place.
Yeah. Which
Eddie Bader, by the way, is amazing.
He's a great guy.
He's a fun guy. And but
good
there
real
is
estate.
Nobody better than Bader.
Yeah.
There you go.
Nobody better than Bader. I think I made that up by myself.
So these more efficient AC units can get a build-up going there in the system?
Now, the unit we have, I believe, has some years on it. Because I had Clark's install a new unit at the other place, and it made an immediate difference in the summertime electric bills by about 100%.
Yeah.
So I suppose at some point we're going to have to look at a new unit.
You don't think that highly of Joe Biden, do you?
Did you see what he said today?
No, I did not.
he mentioned the shootings in Michigan and Pennsylvania.
Or Houston.
Yeah. Houston and, and, yeah. He didn't even get the state right.
Whoa. He did worse than the president. But the president named the wrong city.
I hope they I hope they get the I hope he gets the nomination.
Sleepy Joe.
Sleepy Joe.
All right, well, look, y'all have a great day now.
Thanks for the call. JC.
Hey, Greg, I think we spent half of the show Friday on Section 8, didn't we, Joey?
On Section 8?
Yes, talking about Section 8 housing.
No, I don't believe we did, JC.
I'm glad you forgot it that quick, Joey.
Oh, my God.
It's one of those aggravating subjects.
Yeah.
Anyways, nice to have you back, Greg.
It's good to be back. Thanks for calling.
No, I don't know what
Do you think I needed to be convinced?
No.
I mean, that was funny because it was so off the deep end. Thanks for tuning in this afternoon. Joy and I will be back with more on Section 8 housing and why it's we hate it. It's a bad joke on society, isn't it?
Oh, yes. No, it was kind of a standard Friday show. That's why I don't really remember what the hell we talked about.
We want to do unmemorable radio here.
Right.
Most of the time.
Sure.
We want them to remember... Wow, they had Gene Kranz.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but we really don't want to be memorable. You know what? What we don't want to do is what all the television networks are doing, all the cable networks are doing, which is the same forking thing day after day after day. You don't... This is why I think there are people, you know, we know that there are many Democrats suffering Trump derangement syndrome. No question.
Oh, yeah.
But I think for the everyday person who works their butt off all day to make a living and pay their bills, I think there is news aversion. People know they're full of crap. They don't want to hear it. And they're tuning out. And I can relate to that. That's why I began the show talking about the conversation with my friend who said, why am I numb to this stuff? Well, because it's the same play every single time. And then when Drudge did a montage of or a collage of all the these mass shooters, they all look like the same guy. The guy that did the Garlic Festival shooting and the guy that did the El Paso shooting look like brothers. So screw the just keep doing what you're doing, network. You are doing everything. You don't. You're so arrogant, and you're so convinced that you have the moral high ground that you're actually every single day driving people, and not just to vote for Trump, but they will knock you over if you get in the way. And I'm not talking about white people because we have this race. It doesn't mean anything anymore. Nothing. White supremacy? The Democrats were the party of the Ku Klux Klan. Clean up your own history before you get on our ass. Stupid, ignorant, son of a bitch, dumb bastards. We now resume our regular programming. Honest to God, the ignorance is staggering, isn't it, young Joey?
Staggering.
And I didn't fake that. Because I really have calmed down from the ISIS therapy I'm doing.
Right.
I would have... Remember when I had the Obama punching bag up here?
Yeah, I know. How could I forget?
And I went on a rant and I punched it into the ceiling. All right. By the way, I just pulled up the Live in Fear Doppler. There are a couple of showers. I got a little drizzle coming in up the back steps. But most of the activity so far is to the south and east of us. When is it? No, it's a week from Wednesday they come back. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson?
Yes.
Okay, the 14th. So. Wednesday is the 14th. The 7th. Wednesday, by the way, is also the day I get my annual examination. I'm nervous. I mean, I've lost weight. You haven't even told me how good looking I am.
I already said you were glowing.
I'd rather look like you're starving. It's been heartening to have a couple of in-person testimonials from people who have reached out to Dana and Jacqueline, because as I've said many times, you're ambushed by, you're suddenly, you got papers, you had no idea. Sometimes you know it's coming and you just don't want to deal with it. But let me just make a suggestion. When you are prepared, you're going to be a lot better off. So if things don't seem to be going that well, you can get a huge discount on a consultation with Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, and at least find out, get the facts. Learn how to protect yourself. Learn how to look after yourself, because they can do that for you. They specialize in being advocates for men, but they will represent anybody in a divorce action. And News Talk listener, you got to mention me or Joey or News Talk or Barrister Baron Coleman. Just any indication you listen to the station, and you get a big, big discount on that consultation. That way, at least you feel like you're ready. And it's interesting, because they've told us stories about people that were really at each other's throats, but they just hadn't talked. And in that environment, getting things out on the table, they decided to give marriages another chance. That can happen too. You just don't know. But being prepared, not being caught off guard like a certain local hawk show toast was, I mean, I got served in the middle of a radio show. And it was, and because I was not really in the best personal condition at the time, I just got up and walked off the air. And said, you got to finish the show. And I was on the air with another guy. I was actually a guest on that one. So it's never easy. It's never easy unless you're a total cold, emotional person. But it's far better when you feel like you have an advocate and you can turn it over. That's the big lesson in life. Turn it over to people that know what they're doing. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson are those people. Go to their website, read the testimonials about the difference they've made for others. That's divorceformenalabama.com. And reach out to them at 819-4810, 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, let's hit the traffic dungeon. We'll get an update on Rich's forecast, and then we'll be back on Happy Hour.
Montgomery Skywatch with an eye out for your afternoon traffic, and we see an accident for you. It is in the 1100 block of East Fairview. That's right at the Five Points Cloverdale area, so please be careful there. Otherwise, everything looks pretty good. The boulevard's busy. Watch out around the Troy Highway, Atlanta Highway, and the interstate. And if you're on the interstates themselves, we don't have any issues for you. Everybody's rolling at a speed limit ride. If your ride is dirty, a professional and awesome detail job is as simple as calling Slim at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota, 272-7147. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch. I watch traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
Today is August 5th, National Underwear Day. Excuse me, Mr. Audio Engineer. I have a question.
Yeah, what's up?
What's under there?
Underwear.
Ha ha! Made you say underwear. That joke gets me every time. Have a great National Underwear Day.
Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. More daycares throughout the state are becoming licensed. This is after a 2018 state law requiring centers to get licensed by August 1st to continue receiving the payments to help low and moderate income families pay for child care. Alabama exempts faith-based daycares from the new law. The number of exempt daycares once totaled about 1,000, but now is down to 587. In Autauga County, authorities have charged a Marbury man with murder. Authorities say it happened in the 1400 block of County Road 161 on Sunday after a fight between a man and a woman. They arrested 54-year-old James Thomas in the death of Cynthia Harmon Waldrop. Thomas was taken to the Autauga County Jail and is being held on a $150,000 cash bond. Many of our area students are starting back to school this week, with Selma City, Andalusia City, Butler County, Pike County, and Opp kicking things off today. Montgomery Public Schools head back to school tomorrow. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers and thunderstorms continues, although the storms will tend to fade out later on tonight, overnight low 73. Thousands of kids start school as early as tomorrow. Some schools start later in the week. Looks like we're getting back to that standard summertime forecast. Just some spotty hit-or-miss storms here and there, with high temperatures in the low to mid-90s, lows at night in the low 70s. And that forecast will be in place from tomorrow through the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University and the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, Canine Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites. Looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Do you want the job done or the job done right? If you're hiring for your business, you want it done right. You want Glassdoor. Simply post your job on Glassdoor and just like that, it's available to over 67 million job seekers. Glassdoor only matches you with the best applicants, so you can find the right fit faster in half the resumes. Plus, they're 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. Hire better, hire faster. Start your free trial today at glassdoor.com/hire.
Tuesdays are the worst. They're all that stands between you and the downhill part of the week. But now they're a lot less worse, because Wing Tuesdays at B-Dubs are buy one, get one free traditional wings. So Monday, you may kick off the week. Wednesday, you may have a cool nickname. Thursday, you might be the almost weekend. But watch your back, because Tuesdays just officially became Wing Tuesdays. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar!
Buy one traditional wings order and get one of equal value free. Participation and promotional details vary by location. Check in with your favorite Buffalo Wild Wings to learn more about this offer.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
After their exclusive viewings, here's what clowns have to say about It, Chapter 2.
Pennywise gives clowns a bad name.
I loved his shoes.
He's trying to make children laugh, and they run in horror. It hit too close to home.
Why the heck does a clown live in a sewer?
Because the circus pays peanuts. That's why.
I loved his shoes.
And not even one bottle of seltzer, gag.
Pennywise is a hack. Get it?
Load up your car with 35 of your closest friends and see It, Chapter 2.
I loved his shoes, though.
It is 3:45 on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Joey is out of the room for the moment.
It's funny. We both have life situations going on today, but that's cool. Not bad. Everything is fine. I want to talk a little bit more about Warm Springs, because I'm serious. If there was enough interest, I would love to do a field trip to Warm Springs, do an overnight, have a party, that kind of thing. But... And it's really, I don't know, I don't have the right word for it. I'm going to write a column about it, for sure. There's a great magazine column in this story. But I think the coolest thing, beyond seeing the bed that FDR died in and the chair he was sitting in when he had the stroke, and the whole story behind how that place came to be. Think about it. FDR's from Hyde Park, New York, and he heard about the water being a benefit to people who had issues like his, infantile paralysis. And when it came to the kids that were stricken with that, what a horrible thing. And yet, do we ever hear a proper tribute to Jonas Salk, the guy that prevented that scourge from continuing? I remember going to get that vaccination because there were already people in my life, at least three that I can name off the top of my head, who had it. And it's so debilitating. Seeing all of that, the coolest thing, as you're looking out the front door of the little White House, there's a glass panel next to the door. And at the bottom of the panel are scratch marks. And the scratch marks are from Roosevelt's dog, Fala. Because the story goes that Secret Service guys and stuff would stand on the other side of the door and Fala would be there barking and they would tease her and Fala would, you know, scratch the glass, trying to get at him. And supposedly those scratch marks are, now I know that sounds, oh, you went to see scratch marks from a dog in glass. How exciting. I thought it was really cool. And then you go to the gift shop, and they have a lot of cool things, and I'm already regretting I didn't buy this one book that they had called FDR's Funeral Train. I may look for that on Amazon. They sell something at the counter called Fala Poop in a red bag. In fact, I meant to bring one in this morning to share with, because I know that Jay and Emily and Rich all want to have a piece of Fala Poop. Don't you think?
Nah.
Well, anyway, it's actually what it is. It's chocolate. It's like Heath bars, except they're little tiny pieces. And they really don't look like turds either. But we bought a couple of those. Not that I'm eating a lot of chocolate, because I'm not. In fact, other than hoping I don't get diagnosed with a terminal illness on Wednesday, I'm eager to find out what my weight is because I've been losing weight with doing the keto thing. And I owe that to Jacqueline Tomlinson, too. So it's a place if you've never been. And so many of the people, when I posted the sunrise photo and stuff, so many people had recommendations about things to do. It's just a beautiful area. We liked it so much, we actually went on realtor.com just to see if there were like little cottages or anything, you know. Might be a great place to finish the book. But it was, it exceeded my expectations. Plus, it was just fun. It was just fun. The Bullock House is a restaurant. It's a buffet place, and it's really good food. Surprisingly good. Because you're not going to the Ritz-Carlton anything in Warm Springs, Georgia. What's really weird is that we did eat at this little dumpy diner place lunch on Saturday, and that was great. You know, you find these little off-the-wall places, and those can be fun, too. Bullock House is an original building. Used to be a dance hall and all kinds of other stuff. And there was a cop sitting in there, and I said, can I ask you a couple of questions? He knew everything. Everybody we talked to in that town that had some connection to the museum or to the city had stories to tell. It was spellbinding, if you love history. And this particular officer also was mayor of the town at one point. The woman who waited our table was the mayor of Warm Springs. In fact, I got a pen from her campaign year. She gave it to me. Her name is Sheila something. And then I found out that both the cop and Sheila at one time were married. small town, man. Look, people call us Montgomery a small town. And in one respect, it can be because stuff gets around. That's why I always say, you know, it's like we talk about some of our wonderful advertisers and stuff. If they weren't good at what they do, everybody would know. And nobody would be able to, you can't stay in business in a town this size if you're not doing right by folks. That's why I'm really proud of the people that do support the show. We're very grateful for that. Like Clark's. Mentioned when we were talking to our caller a few minutes back about the sludge, Rick Clark has, we've got a list of things we need to do to get our electric costs down. Because I don't want to choke on anyone's bills. You know, it's like, it's, and part of it was we just weren't careful about keeping doors open and stuff like that. But if you want a team of people that will help you make sure that your system's running efficiently, that the working parts of your home comfort are ready to deliver an efficient result, this is the team you want to hook up with. Get a Clark's Club membership. Get two annual tune-ups. Get you ready for the rest of the hot war. If you join today, you got at least 3 or 4 more months of this heat and humidity, and then they'll come back and get you ready for the cold weather months and make sure that your heating system is up to snuff. Plus, they have the most amazing plumbers you will ever meet. They're really fantastic people. And they know what they're doing. And they're on call 24/7 for their members. So if you need urgent care or a crisis comes up, you pick up the phone, call 277-2125, and they're on the way. Same number if you want to join, 277-2125. Or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number is 99004. I'm going to pull up the radar and take a quick look and see if there's been any more thunderstorm development 7 minutes before 4 o'clock.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through your afternoon traffic, and we don't have a lot of problems out on the roadways this afternoon. It is crowded on the boulevard, so be careful if you are headed around that way. If you're on the interstates, everybody's up at a speed limit ride, and we don't see any problems on the 31s. There is an accident in Cloverdale at the 1100 block of East Fairview, so be careful if you're in that area. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
Do I dare? Well, let's take a look at the radar first. Hey, there's young Joey. He looks really happy. Let's see. Nothing much in our neck of the woods, just a couple of light showers. It looks like Mother Nature is literally trying to cool Millbrook off specifically, because we all know what goes on there.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the rain remains pretty far south, like on the line from Greensville over to Eufaula, where Katie Couric was born. Someone I almost dated. Good thing.
Not missing much.
No, you know, Emily got a little insulted. Because we were talking about that particular layman story one morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, if I was really that hugely attracted, I probably would have been willing to drive the 35 miles on reconstruction on I-95, but it wasn't. So, that's all. I didn't mean to demean. Did I demean women by saying that? Probably. Well, the people that have the red, you know, that are ready, they just want to pick a fight. They wouldn't like that very much.
Well, is that what you think women are for? All they're good for?
It's a very special part of what makes us like them, right? I mean, you got to have that. That's what I was always told by the people that taught me.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, it's 3:55, Fox News. Let's take a quick look. Should we? I'm feeling confident. Oh, by the way, I'm all over the place today. But our good buddy Jolene Roxbury, the OBGYN lady, posted a dog that she's been helping trying to really, you know, get ready for adoption. And the information is all there on my Facebook page. and I've asked people to look and share it. Two shares. Is Facebook screwing with my account? This makes me wonder. We're trying to get a dog adopted here. Wow. That does make me wonder. Also have a good piece from a website called Stilton's Place called Unintended Consequences. And I've read a lot. And our buddy D.B. Blackman has a good blog today, too, on all the shootings. And when we stop acting like little children and blaming Donald Trump or the gun and look at the factors, most of these mass shooters have been on antidepressants for a good chunk of their lives. And these are guys 18 to 20 that are just lost. You know that this is a fact. 22% of millennials in a survey said they have no friends. Now, that survey was done before all of this happened. But think about that. That's a sad number. That like one in five just don't have any friends. And that was the only demographic that had a number anywhere close to that high. I'm just saying, sometimes you feel like you have no friends, that builds resentment, and then you act on it. I don't know. I'm just speculating openly.
Possibly part of the problem.
Okay, well, we've solved all those things, and now we're going to move on with our lives here in just a moment. As we close in on 4 o'clock, Brant will talk to us a little bit later about the market event today. Big correction. We'll see what's behind it and if it's going to continue to correct. All of that coming up.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one conservative choice for the voters of Montgomery on August 27th for State House. Republican Charlotte.